This is Dave.
This is Mike. I'm looking for David. David Wilkins.
Yeah, this is David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. David, sorry, just got in the office and saw your email. You scheduled a call. And I think that
yeah.
I'm a bit late. Is it a good time? Can we talk right now?
Well, yeah, I've got about maybe 15 minutes here because I've got a training session starting at 2, so.
Okay. All right. So you are looking for a website. You would want to have a website. You would want to rebrand the website that you already have, right?
Yeah, I need to update the website. Yeah.
Okay. Just a minute. I did some R&D already on it. Just give me a minute. And this is actually you purchased a domain from a certain company, and the website was built by a developer, or the hosting company actually developed this website for you.
Yeah, the
InMotion hosting.
They did the webs. I mean, I kind of did the website because I got to provide all the content, you know. But they, I guess, coded it and everything, and then it's just, you know, I'm looking for something that I can, you know, maybe manage on my own, you know, and make changes to myself, you know, something that's not too complicated.
Right. Okay. Well, and for how long do you have the hosting from this company?
How long have I been with them?
Like, is it like you pay them monthly, or you have bought an annual plan?
It's more like a yearly subscription kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
I think the plan is up in sometime in August. So I was, what I'm looking to do is I'm going to migrate the domain over to the Microsoft account because I've been having problems with the email. So the
All
domain
right.
name is actually owned by Network Solutions. So I'm going to have basically the Microsoft account kind of point to the domain.
Okay. You can have the domain name and the hosting migrated, but you would want to launch it in August. So it's better that we start working on it, because whenever you think you actually cannot migrate the website, it has to be built from scratch. Because this one that you have built with this company actually will stay under this hosting rights only. Okay, you cannot actually move it to another hosting company.
Okay.
So if you plan to launch a new website by the end of July or August, it's better that we start working right now on your new website and you start looking for a company or where you can get the domain from, or if you have already shortlisted one.
Okay. So I should just hold off for now?
No. What I'm saying is, it's better to start right now to start working on your website, because developing a website will take time, right? And you would want to launch a new website by August. Is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, once I get the domain, what's going to happen is once I get the domain moved over to the Microsoft accounts, I'm probably going to cancel their, thing. So yeah, I would like it to be done by August, I assume, you know.
Yeah. So it's better that you start working on the website, okay? And what I can do for you is I can show you some samples, okay? The portfolio and the website that we have done for the companies in similar niche that you do, the hospitality business and other sectors that you have mentioned over here?
Okay.
Like, you are a Metropolitan Audiovisual Company, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And there is some, you do sales and repair services. So, confirming, the email will be that on which we are talking, right?
You know, I'm having a really hard time understanding you. I don't know if it's just very distorted. I'm not sure if you're on a headset or something.
Yeah.
Maybe if you could move the mic a little farther away, maybe that would help.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay, yeah.
Is it better now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. So I can show you some, I can show you our portfolio, okay, in which you can see how we work, okay, and some websites that we have done in like for the companies which have similar business like yours, okay, and also some applications. So you can also have an idea in future if you would like to go ahead and also have an application for your business, okay?
Okay.
And the email address will be the same that on which we are talking, right? The merchants at metroav.com.
Yeah. All
right. Okay. I'm sorry that I called you a bit late and you have to run for a meeting. But do you have some time later today? In afternoon or in evening. So once I've shared our portfolio with you, I can like give you a call back and we can do a Zoom meeting and I can show you my screen and I can actually show you some more projects that on which we are working right now.
Yeah, I don't know about later today because I won't. The training I have goes to about 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So so it's gonna be kind of hard. There might be a chance tomorrow afternoon. So,
tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, possibly. It depends on how my morning goes.
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand that you will be traveling, so it must be hard to actually commit to anything. But, okay. And you said that you would want to move to Microsoft for the domain services.
Right, but I have somebody that's already helping me take care of that, so I don't need help with that.
Okay, so someone is actually going to go ahead and purchase the domain for you.
Well, I don't need to purchase the domain. I mean, the domain metroav.com, that's already on. I already own that.
Right.
See, that's owned by Network Solutions. So right now, like in Motion Hosting, they're just pointing to that domain at Network Solutions. So I assume I would do the same thing with Microsoft. I would just have the Microsoft accounts point to the Network Solutions. No.
Network Solutions.
Yeah.
Okay. You would want to use your Microsoft account, and you will be getting hosting services from Network Solutions.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not totally clear on how it's going to work because I got to talk to the guy that's helping me with the Microsoft account. But essentially, I'm trying to move the email over to them, so the email is going to be hosted at Microsoft. And so I assume that the domain, since that's part of the domain, it would be, I would be able to get the website over there. But so I don't, you know, at some point that's how it's going to work. So what I'm kind of looking for, though, is I want to be able to, you know, manage the website myself. You know, I've briefly looked at some of these other options like Wix or the other one, I think it is, And I kind of want something like that, but one of the challenges I have with doing this is that I don't have, I'm a little short on, like, pictures, you know. And, you know, I'm not sure if I want to use this kind of stock photos. I'd like to be able to get, you know, pictures of actual work that we've done. So that's kind of on me to kind of come up with. But, in the end, this is something that I don't want to have to, like, be emailing somebody and say, update this, update that. You know, I'd like to be able to just go in there and do it myself.
Sure. Once the website is up and running, okay, you can have your own admin section, admin panel, okay? And using that admin panel, you can actually edit everything. You can update and a lot of pictures over there. Like you were saying, you would want to have more pictures on the website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can always change the font color or size. You can add another page if you would want to add another page, okay? So there are unlimited possibilities how you can actually edit your own website and how you can manage all the stuff on it.
Okay.
You can, do anything. You can actually change the color theme and everything. So you will be having your own admin panel. And, of course, I do understand that the services that you're using right now do not offer this thing. They have just made the website. And if you would want to make any changes, you have to send them an email. You have to request them to do this thing?
Well, that or, you know, they have this, they also have this application called Bold Grid that you can go in there and fix, but I find it very difficult to use. I mean, you know, it's not very intuitive, at least for me, dealing with Bold Grid. So.
Well, that's fine. Okay, you told me that you have gone through some information about Wix and some other platforms that you would like to use for the development of your website.
Yeah, but it was years ago, so I probably need a little more.
Well, that's okay.
Refresher on that. Yeah.
That's okay. Okay. There are certain ways to go about it. Okay, there is Wix, of course, and if you would want to have people come on the website and make payments and do purchasing of the products that you're selling or the services that you're offering, okay? So we can also use Shopify. There's another thing that, another services that we call WordPress. So there are certain ways to go about it. And whatever best solution that we can actually find for you, we will tell you, which is also easy to use. Of course, we don't want to get too complicated. With the admin panel that, okay, there is something that you can always change and do, but it's so complicated, then again, you have to give us a call and ask for help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we would want to make sure that it is also easy, okay, and it is doable. So the best option for your website and all the services. Okay, coming back to the website, we have already discussed the domain and hosting part. On the website, you would want to keep all the information that you have listed right now on this website, or you would want to add more pages or make some changes?
I think I need to make some changes. I don't know exactly what right now, because I haven't really focused on it, but I think it needs to be a little updated. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. All right. All right, David. I have what I need to have, and I will go ahead and share our portfolio. I've already sent you our company profile. I'm not too sure that you had a chance to review it and check the NDA. Did you get a chance to go through?
I sent the NDA back to you, but I haven't looked through too much.
Well, I understand that you're a busy person, so that's okay. You can check the profile while you are on your way, while you're traveling. That's not a problem. And also, in our meetings that we're trying to schedule tomorrow, I can walk you through our portfolio, and I can explain what we did on certain application and website, and how the whole process went, and how we were able to help our clients to actually reach our goals and achieve the targets they actually aim to achieve.
Okay.
All right. I will look at the companies that you have mentioned, like Network Solutions and everything. The person that you're talking to, is he your friend, or you are paying him for the services?
You mean for the Microsoft accounts?
Yeah, for just working it with the Network Solutions, actually moving, getting their hosting, and for the Microsoft account.
Yeah, I'm paying him. He's a consultant.
He's a consultant. Have you already paid him? Because if we will be making the website for you, all those services like this one will be falling under the package that I will be sharing with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, because that, I mean, I prefer to have him do at least that part, because, you know, he comes to the office and goes over stuff and everything, so.
Oh, all right, perfect. I understand that. Well, that's understandable. That's not a worry then. He can take care of this part, okay? And for the rest of the stuff, okay, I'm going to go ahead, discuss some projects and portfolios with you, okay, and might give you some options how you can actually have a different website. Do you would want to keep, you told me that you would want to make some changes on the website. I'm just asking, do you want to keep the same feel, like the colors, or you would want to have a new logo?
Yeah, I mean, the logo and everything I'd want to keep, yeah.
All right, and the same blue color theme that you have?
I think the blue, yeah, works pretty well.
Right, the color is nice. Okay. All right, David, it was nice having you. Do you have any questions?
Not right now, but yeah, let me see what you send me, and I come up with some questions. So.
Sure. Okay, I'll share you a timeline. That will be done after discussing what type of a website that we are looking for, and what type of CMS that we are looking to build the website on, okay, and how many pages that we'll have. So we will have this discussion in tomorrow's meeting. If it's possible that we can just schedule it for 12 p.m. just in case, and if you would want to move the meeting ahead, because you told me that you would actually see how the morning goes, so we can actually do that. Friday is available.
Well, if you want to schedule it, that's fine, but I don't know. I might have to cancel in the morning, because it kind of depends on whether I have to go out on a job or not, so I don't know.
That's okay. If you think that you need to, you can't come and take the meeting, that's okay. We can cancel the meeting then. That's all right.
Okay,
so we will just schedule it for now. So I can walk you through, I can share my screen, show you some projects that we are doing right now, we are working on, because they are not published, so you won't be able to see them on our portfolio, but they are great projects. So I would want you to have a look at them.
Okay.
Okay, and for all the different CMS, I will try and explain you that, okay, this is the timeline that will take for the WordPress, this is the time that will take for Wix, and something like that, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so I understand that you have to go to the training sessions, and before I let you go, is there anything I can help you out with, or do you have any questions?
Not right now.
Okay, perfect then. But just in case you think of something later on, just drop me an email and I will be able to answer you then.
Okay, thanks.
Perfect. Thank you for your time, David. You have a good day ahead. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.